Moncrief on News Talk.
Everything now is maxing, and the latest thing young men want to max is the quality and quantity of their sperm through food, diet, and my personal favourite, dipping their testicles in freezing cold water. All this is in the context of an idea that there's a sperm crisis, is there? The fertility coach Helena Tuberty today launched her new book, Still Trying to Conceive, and she's pretty much heard it all before. Afternoon, Helena.
Hello, Sean. I'm glad that you're enjoying your testicular ice bath so much. Oh, great, aren't they?
Swear by them. Is there a sperm crisis?
Well, sperm counts are dropping. Fertility rates are dropping. It is a public health issue. And of course, sperm maxing is a marvellous soundbite. You know, gym bros discovering fertility, turning their sperm into a wellness project.
What's causing the sperm, the decline in sperm?
Well, I guess looking at a broad range of features, we're talking lifestyle things, we're talking microplastics, processed food, we're talking plastic clothing, the acrylics, the tight clothing, lack of ventilation, guys indoors in offices sitting down, leisure out on bikes that, you know, compared to our grandparents, grandfathers who were out on farms swinging scythes and, wearing those loose trousers. It was very, very different. Testosterone levels were higher. You get a lot of guys supplementing with testosterone in the mistaken belief that it's actually going to improve their masculinity and virility.
But it doesn't?
Absolutely not. In fact, if you take exogenous testosterone, it has an effect of dampening down your own production, which is really not good.
Oh, right. And now, and the things that are being pushed, you know, online for sperm maxing, did any of them have any legitimacy, like eating raw garlic?
Well, eating, raw food, fresh food, seasonally produced food is absolutely great. And lots more plant-based stuff. Eating nuts is a good one too, I believe. A really good diet, the Mediterranean diet, keeping weight down because, you know, metabolic issues are really quite massive. And I guess sperm isn't just a number in a lab report. It's a vehicle for a guy's DNA. So we're talking, the lifestyle issues, rather than just thinking, sperm are formed in a 3-month span, we really need to think of it as a whole lifestyle issue that, you're carrying the DNA for a future child. And that means, will you have conception? Will you have implantation? Is that placenta healthy? Are you risking miscarriage? And something that very few people realize is that, complications of pregnancy like preeclampsia is predicated from the male factor.
Oh.
Even a child's health and well-being, cardiac issues later on, other anomalies. So it's really quite serious, isn't it?
Yeah. Now, the microplastics that you mentioned, is that because they're being consumed or they're actually in clothing?
There's a lot in clothing. I mean, most any acrylics, it's actually quite hard to get pure cottons, pure linens, pure wools now. And of course, everything is absorbed through skin. But we've got so much in, all the food that we're consuming, it's really difficult to actually get away from them. And I guess, keeping the system, the liver healthy, keeping the gut healthy, that you can have good flow through, good excretion is a very important part as well.
Now, when you have a couple and they're going about to start trying to conceive, are there supplements the man can take to help them with that?
Absolutely. But you're talking, you really need to have it specific. You mentioned something there about red light therapy. In fact, the NADs do have a lot of vitamin D receptors. And in fact, theoretically, some sunshine in that area, rather like the Germans, could be quite useful. But of course, we'd end up with burning issues, and that wouldn't be a good thing either. So, as an Irish population, supplementing with vitamin D. But I would always say, do it under the supervision of a doctor. Find out where your deficits are and then remedy them. You should be friends with your doctor, because if you have any underlying conditions, diabetes, thyroid issues, they need to be factored in before you kind of go off on your own trying to just very narrowly focus on this. You know, and another thing is, you know, taking, you know, the weekend off and drinking a lot of alcohol intake is really not good. And, you know, the lack of sleep, staying up late, good quality sleep is very important. Daylight is important. Movement is important, not just in a sweaty, you know, very heavily polluted gym. You know, getting outdoors actually is key. So, you know, broccoli, brisk walks and not vaping probably do an awful lot more for sperm than an ice bath and a 200 quid supplement, you know, called Swim Guard.
Yeah. The is there like, generally speaking for men, is there like, what's the age range? When are you at your maximum fertile?
Oh, 19.
Wow. Okay.
And if you remember the old photocopying before inkjets, every time you got, you know, copies of stuff photocopied at school, they would get more faint, you'd get more distortions. So by the time a guy is hitting 30, there's a lot of DNA fragmentation. That is an issue that increases. So guys' fertility is beginning to shift and change by 33, 34. It's not as rapid a demise or a decline as for women, but it is very definite. So for maximum impact, maximum virility and all of that, you're talking, you know, guys really need to be aware of their own parameters. In fact, they should be able to go, you know, the way women take folic acid, have borne the brunt of all of this. Guys should know their numbers. They should be able to go to one of those, like those mammography caravans that we all love so much, and have their semen, their sperm checked, and know the patterns. You know, is it much the same? Is it declining? Is it improving? What's happening? Their motility, their morphology, that's the shape of the sperm, and the amount of sperm that they have, so that they don't get any nasty shocks. And if they have any issues, you know, a scrotal ultrasound, picking up things like varicose seals, any anomalies like any cancers, it's very, very important. This is part of general health. You know, that guys really, it predicates an awareness of their cardiac health into the future. So this is actually very useful underneath the hype and the, you know, sort of trending idea of this. It actually is really, really important. It's you know, it's useful and it's doable and it doesn't have to cost the earth.
Yeah. And because a few people have texted and wondered about this, cycling. And, you know, the tight Lycra shorts, which I assume have a lot of microplastics in them, that can't be good.
Absolutely horrendous. Visually, absolutely revolting. not the best look in the world, but you're actually literally frying your testes. You're also with those narrow saddles, the weight on the perineum, you know, there is a lot of pressure there. So actually for delivery of sperm, the actual mechanics of that, the physics of that, that can cause issues as well. So cycling is not recommended. In fact, one physio I knew actually called it, she called it a masturbatory exercise. She did not approve of it at all. So yeah, the Lycra is horrific. I see a trend now towards more cottons and wools for athleisure and for, you know, actual exercise stuff. But really being ventilation is key. So the full Prince Charles, you know, the kilts worn in the normal, natural way, a kimono, not a kimono, but, you know, sort of any skirty type things. But I can't see them catching on in this weather. Can you?
Helena, I have a sudden urge to stand up and walk around for a while. Thanks a million for talking with us today. That was Helena Turberty, fertility coach and the author of Still Trying to Conceive.
Moncrief, weekdays at 2 on News Talk. Conversation that counts.